It took EU leaders more than 4 days to agree on the massive COVID recovery fund, which will be made up of a mix of grants and loans. The monies will be raised by enabling the European Commission to borrow hundreds of billions on the financial markets. The President of the European Council, Charles Michel, told the European Parliament this week it was the first time in European history that EU countries would borrow collectively to finance expenditure.
The recovery fund, Next Generation EU, is a one-off measure to address the impact of COVID-19, and I would like to stress that the total size of the recovery fund is 750 billion euros, 390 in grants and 360 in loans. And these funds will be targeted at the hardest hit regions, and we will make sure the recovery fund money is well spent by ensuring it in solid governance.
Most of the monies from the recovery fund will go towards countries that were badly hit by the COVID pandemic. Italy, Spain and France are likely to get big chunks of the fund as their economies have taken a severe hit. The Fine Gael MEP, Deirdre Clune, says it was an achievement to get the 27 leaders to all agree on the terms of the recovery package.
It's not easy to bring 27 different cultures and backgrounds in East and West and North and South and all the different divisions, differences that we do have in Europe to bring them together. So it's good that we did have an agreement, and it's new, I think it's historic. It's the first time that Europe is agreeing together to give the Commission the authority to go out there and borrow money on behalf of the Member States and to give it back directly then through the budget line. So I welcome it. I think it's good. Disappointed that the division between grants and loans has been reduced. Nonetheless, I think we should look on it as a sign that Europe is committed to ensuring that there is a recovery and that a recovery does happen.
Ireland is set to get around 1.3 billion euro in grants from the fund. Deirdre Clune is hoping a number of sectors will be able to benefit from some of that grant money.
In the constituency that I represent, tourism is very big. The tourism sector will be looking to see what's in it for them and how can they be supported. And indeed, again, a strong Europe and strong European consumers with money to spend is in Ireland's interest. The agricultural sector, the farmers will be looking to this and what it means for them. And also the food sector, the food processing sector, which is really, really, really big as well. And I'd be particularly interested as well in ensuring that our third level sector is supported through investment in research, the Erasmus programmes. They're the kind of areas I think that there will be a strong interest from Irish consumers.
The Green Party MEP, Grace O'Sullivan, says the fund is not just about helping struggling economies to deal with the impact of the current COVID crisis, but she says it should also help them to cope with future shocks, such as a second phase of the coronavirus.
This is really about building resilience and also looking to the future in terms of a second wave of COVID-19. Economies across Europe have been badly affected. I mean, all you have to do is look at the impact in Ireland, the numbers of people who have lost their jobs. In terms of tourism, I mean, the market has been decimated here in Ireland over the last few months. And tourism isn't just about people coming in and out of the country to enjoy their holidays. It's about all of the service industries that are based around tourism. So this 750 billion is to go in to reboot the economies and to get us back into a situation of resilience.
The European Commission had originally proposed that the fund would be made up of 500 billion in grants and the rest would be distributed through loans. But the frugal EU countries resisted that request, and in the end, the figure for the grants was reduced to 390 billion euro. Maria Walsh, the Fine Gael MEP for the Midlands Northwest constituency, says small to medium-sized businesses should be the main recipients of those grants.
My constituency is Midlands Northwest, so the 13 counties, very heavy on tourism, very heavy on agri-sector and SMEs. So I've talked at length over the last number of months with even hairdressers and beauty enterprises that really are the pulses of our small towns and villages, particularly on the west and northwest, and predominantly run by women. So that 1.3 billion in my eyes should be given to the identity of our nation, which is the SMEs, which are the pulses of those small towns and villages throughout the constituency and Ireland, of course, as a whole.
And that was Maria Walsh, the Fine Gael MEP for the Midlands Northwest constituency. Karen Coleman, Europarl Radio.